There's a lot of new development in Atlanta these days, and with it often come worries about trees. When construction goes up, trees on private land tend to come down. And now in one neighborhood, a forest on public land is a concern too, and WABE's Stephanie Stokes reports.
Peachtree Hills Park is in South Buckhead, near Lindbergh Drive. In the center, the park has a playing field and a community garden. And at the border are trees. That's where I meet Laura Dobson, a nearby resident.
So here we're looking at, you know, maybe like 10 trees, right?
Yeah, that's right. There are 9 interior trees that are wholly owned by the park.
There are a few pines, birches, and an oak. Dobson's worried about them. A developer's asked to cut them down to make way for a private stormwater drain. Dobson says this comes as builders are already taking away hundreds of other trees from private lots right along Peachtree Hills Avenue.
If you just look at the park, it looks like maybe this is an exaggeration of concern. But when you put it in the context of 800 trees coming down at one time, it brings these park trees to a much greater importance.
Ashton Woods is the developer behind the proposal. The company says in a statement that the removal of trees is never easy, but the developer's building a series of townhomes next door, and the city requires the stormwater drain. Sending it through the park was the least disruptive option for the community. Still, Dobson thinks the city should draw a line at public land, even if only 9 trees are at stake.
I think Atlanta is so focused on development and making things bigger, but we are sacrificing making things better.
The proposal goes before the Atlanta City Council later this month. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.